Jackie Tromans joins us today for our very first 10-minute interview. Jackie is the centre manager for the Beacon Centre in Stourbridge and will hopefully talk to us and inform us all about the centre and the services on offer. Welcome to Talking News, Jackie.
Oh, hello. Nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me in.
That's okay. Now, I understand that this is a whole series of firsts, Jackie. First off, this is the first 10-minute interview.
Yes, I have been interviewed before, but it's been some time ago and when we were under Thomas Pocklington.
Okay. And I was going to say then that it was a first, because talking to you earlier this morning, that it was perhaps a first interview for you. So that was another first. And the third and final first is it's the first I've actually done any interviewing. So this should be good, but it's all to go for. So I'm going to kick off, Jackie, and just ask you a few questions. So could you start us and tell us what the Beacon Centre in Stourbridge offers and, more important, what your role in it is?
Right, OK. Yes, I started the centre in 2009. I started as a support worker where we were the Thomas Pocklington Trust to begin with. Then we were handed over to the Beacon in 2015, October it was. Then I was asked to be centre manager. So I oversee the running of the centre, give a warm and friendly welcome to anyone that comes in to see us. And then I run 2 days of the activity programme. The Beacon Centre in Stourbridge offers daytime activities as well as advice, guidance and support to help you stay independent. Living with a sight loss can leave you feeling low in confidence and isolated, but through our tailored programme of activities, you can meet others with similar conditions and gain a new lease of life. Our Stourbridge site offers a range of fun activities, whether you take part in them or just come for the social side and to make new friends, you will be greeted and supported by a team of experienced staff and volunteers. Ring and ride are our main forms of transport to and from the centre. We book that for you on a Thursday, ready for the 4 days that we run the following week. We would, however, ask you or a member of the family to cancel ring and ride if you are unable to come in. This needs to be done early in the morning or the night before to avoid them calling at your address unnecessarily. Our day starts off with a cup of tea or coffee at one of a charge of 50p for the whole day. And then we take the lunch orders for those who would like a freshly cooked lunch, which is supplied by Dudley Mind, Food for Thought, based in the Carlisle Hall in Stourbridge at competitive prices.
Right. Thank you, Jackie. So who in particular would benefit from what you offer?
The people that would benefit are obviously people that have got a visual impairment, people that don't feel confident enough in going out on their own without the support of perhaps a member of family. But a lot of family do work full time, and so this leaves that person with a visual impairment at home and obviously, for health and well-being needs, people do need to get out and mix.
Yeah, they. I mean, people do need social interaction. It's very interesting actually when you think about visual impairment. It's such a wide spectrum, a wide range of abilities. So, really, I suppose what I want to ask is, what makes the Beacon Centre here in Stourbridge so unique and so different?
Well, yesterday I decided to ask the members because, you know, obviously I can think what I like and obviously it's all very positive. But I did speak to one or two of the members yesterday and here are some of their answers. One of the ladies said it keeps my brain active and make friends. Lillian said it gives us a purpose to get up, that the atmosphere here is jolly, electric, one lady said, friendly, kind, the volunteers are marvellous and nothing is too much trouble. One lady said it reduces isolation and this is the only time I get out in the week without having to rely on relatives.
That's interesting, isn't it? There's nothing like doing a customer survey, is there, to find out what's happening. And it's also, obviously, your work here must lead to this positive an impact on somebody's life. So what would you say is the most interesting part of your job?
I think, like any woman, we have to multitask. One minute I can be sitting at my computer, the next minute I'm supporting somebody with a visual impairment, the next minute there's somebody incoming to look at our resource shop, because we do have some aids that on sale to support people with a visual impairment. So my day is never the same as the day before or the day after. It's always about solving problems or making somebody have an enjoyable time at the centre. And one of the things that I know that I well believe in is that if everybody goes out, comes in, but goes out with a smile on the face, then we've all done a good job.
Yeah, superb, well said. Right, in actual fact, obviously you got the job as centre manager for your talents that you have and you bring to the job. But of course, the most important thing is that a woman can multitask, isn't it? And I suppose, really, I'd like to close and finish up just by trying to give a plug for the centre. So how can someone who is interested in taking part get in touch? What do they have to do?
Okay. We have members, obviously, that I hand leaflets out to, and very often if they're sat by somebody on a bus, we can hand leaflets out. So if they pick up a leaflet, we are now getting out into the community more. So for instance, we have been attending the Brewers' Fair, the Premier Inn in Stourbridge, and there are leaflets there that you can pick up. If you are interested in our services at the Mary Stevens Centre, you can contact us on 01384 440 333, or email us at jtromans@beaconvision.org, or even go to visit our website, www.beaconvision.org.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm going to sneak in a supplementary question now, because I've just thought of one. You appear to always have a great time down there. There's always lots of mirth and laughter and stuff. What exactly happens? What exactly do your visitors do? Could you just give us a feel for it?
Yes. There is a programme of activities that I set up a couple of months in advance, which includes craft. We have speakers in talking about the local area or any subject really that people are interested in. We do crosswords, quizzes. We like to bring music in. So we've got a local ukulele group that comes and plays to us. And we've also got the handbell ringers, King Swinford handbell ringers, that entertain us as well in the centre. And every so often, probably about two or three times a year, I engage with the members that come to the centre to ask them what they would like.
Okay, that's great. I know it is fascinating. It sounds fascinating. I'd like to wrap it up now, if I can, Jackie, by thanking you very much for finding the time in your seriously busy and varied schedule to talk to our listeners. Thank you, Jackie, and well done.
And thank you very much for inviting me.